This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren.
Thank you for joining the podcast today. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor. We've been discussing some different aspects of relationships, and one thing that we know for sure is that relationships are difficult. There are several reasons that this might be the case. Relationships are definitely difficult because they are dynamic, and all that simply means is that they are constantly changing. This is perhaps most obviously seen in a relationship with a child, that as they grow and mature and develop new skills, those changes come with difficulties, enabling the relationship to falter or perhaps even go bad. But relationships are also difficult because of personality. It doesn't take long to see that sometimes anger and other things that are difficult to deal with can have a deep impact on a relationship. And perhaps that is why God, in His Word, has exhorted us to love our neighbor as ourselves, to love others in a way where we are exalting them in an agape-type love, exalting them above ourselves and putting their needs even above our own needs, because relationships by themselves are difficult. As we look to God's plan for marriage, of course, the writer of Hebrews said marriage is honorable among all and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. The Bible tells how husbands must love their wives and teaches older women in Titus chapter 1 to teach the younger women to love their husbands. So many different admonitions about love in reference to relationships. But one thing's for sure, that relationships work only when there is a large amount of forgiveness. When we think about forgiving others, whether it's our spouse, our children, our parents, our siblings, or even ourselves, our friends, whoever it might be, sometimes that's a difficult thing to do. Grudges are always easier to hold, but of course they have a deeper lasting impact on ourselves and on those that we absolutely refuse to forgive. Perhaps part of the reason for this is that when we commit to a relationship, whatever relationship it might be, over the long haul, over the long term, we have long-term goals in mind, making and causing this relationship to last perhaps for years, decades, then there are benefits that come that simply cannot come from a relationship that's much younger. We understand that we develop relationships with our parents over time, and that comes with a real benefit, a comfort of asking them or being able to ask them questions that we might not be able to ask others that we barely know or haven't known quite as long. You see, the long-term relationship requires commitment, but comes with tremendous benefit. Relationships indeed are difficult. One of the things that we must understand and look forward to is to work through those difficulties, to try to find a way to deal with the challenges, the problems, if you'll let us use that word, that relationships might have. And when we work through the challenges and the problems and commit to a relationship in a long-term fashion, then we can see the tremendous benefit that comes from loving others as we would love ourselves, but also being loved by others as they would love themselves. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor.